I know, you guys didn't come to see me. You came to see the kids, and, well, kids, you came to eat cookies. And they're ready, and I'll make sure, some of them are like, there's cookies. I had no idea. Well, we want to thank you. I want to say thank you to all those that were involved as well. Just the time and effort that they gave, what a blessing that is. And really, that's the season we've entered into, right? This idea of giving. And I talked with our TNT clubbers in Awana about this last week, about the season we're coming into where we get gifts. We love gifts. Now, I did this with TNT, and I actually had some that didn't raise their hands. Who hates getting a gift? Raise your hand. Okay, see, there's not very many. There's like two or three people that hate giving gifts. And if you're a parent and that was your kid, you're off the hook. Take all the presents back. You can even give them to me if you want. I'll put them to good use. We all like giving gifts. But as we come into this time of year, there has to be, there's something that has to be there in order to get a gift. And as we were talking about it last week, I said, hey, guys, tell me what the best gift you ever got for Christmas. So think about that. Think about the best gift you've ever received from Christmas. We could be here all night just taking tons and tons of different things. And we made a little list up on the whiteboard downstairs in the teen room. And I said, tell me what your favorite gifts are. And I came to the conclusion that y'all really spoil your kids. What in the world? Somebody got a hedgehog, which made my daughter extremely jealous. So thank you for that. Appreciate that. Now I'm on the hook to try to get a hedgehog. But in order to get a gift, I want you to answer a question for me. What has to be present? What has to be present in order to get a gift? Somebody say it. Just shout it out. It's all right. We're all friends here. A giver, right? No giver, no gift. It's pretty simple. And as we look tonight, just briefly, I want to take you to an extremely familiar passage. We could probably quote it together. John 3:16. If you have your Bible, you can turn there. I'll just read it for you, or kind of read it since I have it memorized, and so do you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. As we stop and we think about this, remember that God is the initial giver. Every good gift, every perfect gift comes from where? Above. And so as we look at this, we understand that in order to get a gift, we have to have a giver. So God gave. What did he give? He gave us Christ. That's what this was all about tonight, right? The fact that God was giving us Jesus. He was giving us himself in the flesh as a gift. But here's a beautiful thing. It doesn't stop there. The gift that God gave to us in Christ gives as well. So we see that God gives. God is the giver. But that gift, Christ also gave. If you look at his life, he was known as a very generous person. But what specifically did he give to us? Look at Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. And think about this. Chapter 20, verse 28 says, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to, here's the word, give his life a ransom for many. So God gave us Christ. Christ gave us his life as a ransom for us. Think about that. The creator of the universe, the one that holds everything in place, that holds your breath in his hands, gave his life for us. God gives. Christ gave. He gave his life a ransom for us, a ransom. That means we had to be bought back. We're sinners, right? Christ would not have had to come in the manger and live the perfect life and die and suffer on the cross, be buried and rise again if there wasn't a penalty that had to be paid, and that penalty is our sin. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But Christ gave his life to us to pay that ransom, to endure the wrath of the cross. And as he did that, he gave that as a gift. Ephesians 2, 8, 9. This is another one that if I ask all the kids to quote that are in Awana, they could probably do it for us, right? For by grace you are saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is a... Okay, let's try that again. It is a... It is a gift of God, not of works. This isn't something that we came up with. This isn't something that we could earn. And maybe I'm preaching to the choir tonight, as they say. But folks, have you thought through that around the Christmas time? And what God gave to us, continued to give? And as we look at that, and as we think about this idea that God gave, then Jesus gave his life, there's a question I have for you. What will you give? See, if you're here this morning, we are in Romans chapter 12. Talked about presenting your body as a living sacrifice. 2 weeks ago, a couple weeks ago, Pastor Ken talked about being all in, right? You're going to give yourself, but understand something, that when you give your life to Christ, you're not earning anything. You're not getting this wonderful gift because of anything that had to do with you. Because if it was based on me, I wouldn't make it. But God says, I'm giving you the gift in Ephesians, and then what does he expect of us? Do we just sit there and say, okay, well, since Christ paid the ransom and it's a gift, then we all just get to go to heaven, right? That's bad theology. That's bad theology. That's that ugly word called universalism. Oh, Christ died. That means everybody gets to go to heaven. We see that that's not true. We see in Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23, when Christ speaks to the fact that there are going to be many, many that come to him and say, Lord, Lord, did we not? And they're going to list everything they did. And what does he say to them? Depart from me. I never knew you, you workers of lawlessness. Well, how does that work? See, Romans 10:13 tells us very easily, and it seems easy, but Romans tells us that if we call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved. It's not just a mental assent of who Christ is. It's us giving our life, putting our faith and our trust in Christ. And folks, when we come to this time of year, and you hear and you think about all the gifts that you've been given, and you think about what God gave us in the manger, and as Christ walked upon this earth and lived a perfect life, died the death we should have died. As they say, paid the debt he did not owe, because we could not have paid it ourselves. As you think about that, what is your response to that? See, there's no gift that you can give God to earn salvation, but there is something you can give him to receive it. And that's your life. That's everything that you are. That's who you are. You turn from your sins. You repent. And you turn and you trust in Christ Jesus. See, now that's good news. That's what they're talking about. This is great news. This is outstanding, right? Just like those kids. So if you're here tonight and you've never done that, you say, I've never actually put my faith and trust in Christ. I've been in church my whole life. I prayed a prayer once and I thought maybe that did it, but you've never truly placed your faith and trust in Christ. I mean, can we plead with you tonight, friends, family? Do not leave here without that settled. there's plenty of people here that will stay here all night with you till you know that that's a realization, so that you can know that you know that you're on your way to heaven. But I have another question for you. If you've received that gift, the greatest gift, have you gone and told it on the mountain? Isn't that a great song? Go tell it on the mountain. Have you shouted it from the rooftops? Hey, somebody gives me a car for Christmas, I'm letting everybody know. Right? That's a pretty awesome gift. But you've been given something much greater than that. How many people have you told? This is the best time of year. And you're going to be, maybe you're going to be with family who don't know Christ. And emphasize the wonderful gift that God has given in Christ. And then go to the fact that Christ gave his life a ransom. And bring them to the scriptures and ask them if they've ever called on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I challenge you throughout this week. I promised you it'd be short because kids are hungry. I challenge you throughout this holiday season, folks, remember that God gave, that Christ gave. And ask yourself, have you given? Have you given your life to Christ? And maybe like this morning when you heard the message this morning, maybe you did put your faith and trust in Christ, but you started to take different parts of that life back, right? You started pulling it back. I think I'm going to, man, give it all back. Give it all back to him. Because that will revolutionize your holiday season. You know what the greatest gift you could receive now, if you've already received Christ as your Savior, is seeing a loved one come to know Christ? Man, how great would that be? I know there's people across this audience right now that are praying desperately for their family members, for their coworkers, for friends. Pray with them. Pray with them. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that's a good Christmas verse right there. Think about that as you go throughout your week tonight. Let's pray. Father, this is a quick, brief time in your word, but Lord, your word is quick and is powerful, is sharper than any two-edged sword. Lord, I would ask that you would take your word and let your spirit do your work in your people. Lord, we thank you for the program that we saw tonight. We thank you for the energy and for the kids, and we thank you for those who have sacrificed their time to work with the children here. And Lord, what a blessing. Father, as we go throughout this holiday season, may we remember what you have given to us and what Christ gave to us. And if there's somebody here tonight that doesn't know Christ as their Savior, may they come and see us. We'll be available to talk. But for those of us who have, may we go out into the highways and byways and proclaim it from the rooftops. What you have done for us. We'll be careful to give you all the honor and all the glory. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.